Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore, and welcome to our football preview show. We'll preview tonight's and tomorrow's weekend high school football games with some extended audio clips. We begin with our extended clips and insights from Coach Matt Bouchard from Salem High School. The undefeated Witches are very wary of Winthrop, their opponent tonight in Winthrop.
Yeah, I mean, we started that right out of the gate today in our team meeting, right? I mean, I think if you look at the last 10 years, we're 2-8 against Winthrop. Right, so I mean, they've always been a tough team in our division. I think these last several years, I think the coaching staff over at Winthrop does a phenomenal job. You know, each and every year he has guys that are playing their hearts out. They're well disciplined, and if you look year to year, even though athletes are coming and going in that program, he's able to produce a level of success that's consistent, which I think says a lot about not only his kids, but obviously as a staff. So, you know, we certainly got our hands full, but I think that comes across in film, right? When we turn on the film and the kids see it, you know, it's an obvious thing. So I think laser focused. I think, as you know, there were definitely some holes in our game. Even though we were able to win, there were definitely holes in the game from a performance perspective. So I know these guys are hungry. We're doing a lot of talking on Saturday about what we need to do to be successful this week, and they're excited to get out here today and practice.
You know, I've seen Winthrop now three times, believe it or not. The Swampscott game, which they won. Prior to that, St. Mary's, which they lost narrowly. Tale of two halves in both of those games. But then I also saw them last week against Peabody. Mm. And to me, defensively, that might have been their most impressive game as well, as they played, losing 24-7. But yet, that's Peabody. And they, you know, they're tough defensively. They just couldn't get the offense going.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you really looking at that game, I think it was 7-7 almost until the end of the third, right? Yeah. So, I mean, they were right in that game. And actually, right before half, they had an opportunity to score to put them up 14-7 going into half, but they ended up fumbling going in. So, you know, I think, again, that score isn't necessarily indicative of how competitive that game was. When they got a little bit behind, they started, again, doing things that they weren't doing in the first half because they had to play a little catch-up that got them into trouble. But, again, if they were able to continue to play their game in that fourth quarter, that would have been a really interesting fourth quarter.
Salem football coach Matt Bouchard, who earned the Patriots High School Coach of the Week honors this past week following their team's historic 46-44 win over Lynn Classical last Friday night.
There is a loyal base of Salem football alumni and just friends of the program, and it's just great to be able to put smiles on their faces. You know, a lot of these alumni and a lot of the friends of football have been supportive even in our darkest of times. You know, so for them to be part of this and be just as excited as the staff and the kids, you know, it's good for the community, and hopefully we can keep this thing going.
I too think that this play is one of, if you know, I know football, you know, maybe got more attention back in the 70s, you know, I mean, all high school football all around the North Shore and into the 80s as well. But I'm thinking this is one of those plays, that play, that game-winning touchdown catch is one of those plays that is a historic Salem High football catch and win.
Without question. I mean, again, we hadn't beat Classical in 19 years. I mean, so it's a historic win for the Witch, and, you know, you know, I think it shows a lot about the character of these young men that in a difficult scenario, they're able to march right down the field confidently. I mean, you have your quarterback telling the stands to calm down as he's walking down the field, right? So, you know, the point here is that he's again, got the right mentality and the type of person you want leading your squad in those types of pressure situations.
Salem football coach Matt Bouchard. Elsewhere tonight, Gloucester plays at Peabody. Tanners are 6-0 on the season, coming off a win last week at Winthrop. Here is Peabody coach Mark Betancourt with our own Rick Moore on tonight's matchup against Gloucester.
And this happens every year. You look back and you're like, where did everything go? but at the same time, you know, we have to stay focused on what we're doing. You know, Gloucester is not going to come in here and roll over. They're, again, it's like playing Winthrop. They're tough, hard-nosed kids. They're going to hit you. And they would like nothing better than to break up our undefeated season on our turf. And we preach to the kids, you know, this is gonna be a game where we're going to have to execute offensively, and our defense is going to have to play tough. we don't want to spend time, worrying about, their record or what our record is. It's a football game, and, Gloucester's a tough town with tough kids. They're well coached, and we have to get ourselves ready for Gloucester. Sometimes it's difficult because you kind of look ahead, and you see that Salem team that's having a great season, and we know we lock up with them in week 8, but you can't focus on week 8 till you finish week 7. And our goal has got to be right now to get on the same page and get ready to beat the tough Gloucester team.
I know the coaches do what they do, and that is, and they preach that and they do it and keep the kids focused. One final question, Coach. I haven't asked you about field position. We talked about special teams and kickoffs and PATs, which are so solid. What about the punt team and field position this year?
Well, I mean, when you have a weapon like Dominic Scalise, it makes a huge difference in all three aspects of the kicking game. When Dom is pounding the ball into the end zone and getting touchbacks, that just takes one element of the game out of it. You don't have to worry about a kick return for a touchdown. And when he's not reaching the end zone, he's putting it inside the 5-yard line. And special teams have done a great job of getting down the field, and I think Winthrop had a couple of their drives start inside the 10. And to make any team travel 90 yards and score is a difficult task. That was a huge part. The punting part, when our offense does not convert or we're put in a fourth and long situation, having Dominic there, the team just knows he's going to kick it high, he's going to kick it deep. Make sure we have our coverage. Everyone's hitting their landmarks, we're covering the whole field. That our special teams play with a lot of confidence because we have Dominic there. And not even mentioning the place kicking that our offense, once we get inside that 30-yard line, everybody's confident we're going to come out of this with points. Even if we don't get the touchdown, Dom's going to take care of us and give us points, in that drive.
Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt with Rick Moore. Danvers is hosting Masconomet tonight. 6:30 kickoff in Danvers. Danvers coach Ryan Nolan on tonight's game with Masco.
No one thing that since we started playing Masco maybe 6 years ago, every game's been a battle. They're always, extremely athletic, tough, physical. They're well coached. They come after you on both sides of the ball. And every time we've played them, it's been a war. We know that they have some kids at the skill positions that can hurt you. We're very impressed with their defense, although they have some younger kids, at the linebacker level and stuff. These kids can really play, and they look really good on film. And they've got plenty of athletes. They've got big kids as well. And the one thing we know when we play them is that they're going to come out and compete, and it's going to be a war every time we play them.
With our extended audio cuts, Nolan talks about his 5 captains this season. We talked with those 5 captains earlier this week in a separate feature post here on the website.
I think when you look at all 5 kids, they all are unique in their own way. They have their own leadership styles. All of them are very, very solid players. But I think you look at first kid you see is Gazofsky Adam, and he's big, strong lineman, and he gets after it, and he's super intense. He's a tough, physical kid, and he's kind of the heart and soul of our offensive and defensive line units. Then you have Kevin Burke, who, he's a longer, strong kid who's also a big college prospect as well. And he's a little bit more soft-spoken, but just an unbelievable kid who's always there to do the little things. I know him and we'll talk about Owen Gazanowski later, volunteered to make sure everything's clean every day in the freshman and varsity locker rooms before they go, because they took that on as a responsibility. So super committed kid that does everything right, and one heck of a player offense and defensively this year. He's taken a huge step forward and just a dynamite kid, as all of them are. Logan Mativia, when you look at him, he's a big, strong, versatile kid who's another kid that colleges are interested in. He's just been playing really well for us. And on top of that, he's shown the maturity year by year. He's been playing since his sophomore year, and he's improved and had ups and downs, but this year he's been rock solid at everything he's been doing for us, whether it's playing tight end, blocking, catching, playing outside backer, inside backer. I mean, he's been incredible for us and just a great player with a ton of potential. You go into our last 2 guys who've been starting for 4 years, Travis Voisin, who had to run out there as a freshman in the pandemic season after our starting quarterback, Darren McDermott, broke his wrist, and he's taken the ball and gone, and he's got the experience. He's been there. He's a leader. He can be emotional on the field, makes great throws, and he's someone who's driving this machine as a captain. And, you know, he just is somebody you want in your corner, foxhole guy, and he's been fantastic. And the last guy, Owen Gazanowski, is, you know, I really think it's tough to find a better player than him all around, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. He punts for us. He's our best long snapper. He goes on kickoff team. He's a deep man and punt return and kickoff return. He's, I think, I don't know many safeties better than him, regardless of the division in New England. I think he's phenomenal at that position. And then offensively, he can run the ball and 30 times in a game and pound it. He has the ability to break them. And then he goes to receiver and he makes huge plays for us. So, I mean, he absolutely, the production he puts up there probably doesn't show how valuable he is to this team, and the production's through the roof.
Now, the last two players you mentioned, you told us a lot about them, but let me just try to have you follow up on Owen Gazanowski, just describing him as a player. It looked to me like he had a lot of runs, a lot of carries last week, and ended up with 136 yards, but with a lot of carries. But he's a guy you really depend on. So describe him as a runner to us. I mean, what kind of a runner is he?
He's tough. He's ferocious. He gets the ball. He comes downhill. He runs as hard as anyone could. Our biggest critique of him is he wants contact when he's in the open field, and we know he's got the ability to meet people, but he wants to dish it out. Every time he gets one guy on him, he goes for another four, and people, he's dragging them. He finishes runs. He blocks extremely well. He competes. He plays hard. I mean, he's just one of the most complete football players I've seen.
Danvers High football coach Ryan Nolan. Again, they are hosting Masco tonight at 6:30. Moving now to the Cape Ann League. Tonight, Pawtucket is at Ipswich, 6:30 kickoff. Essex Tech plays at North Reading at 6 o'clock this evening. Essex Tech picked up their first win in the Cape Ann League last week. Essex Tech coach Dan Connors talked with Rick Moore this week on his team and on that win.
For sure. We got quite the introduction to the league, I think.
Yeah.
But with that said, I think that we've gotten better every week, even against those tough teams. I think there's a lot of good things on film that we were encouraged by, and mm-hmm. we're starting to see it become a little consistent. And that's why we're having a little more success and being a little more competitive in these games, especially Triton, Pawtucket, and, you know, eventually beating Hamilton Wenham. So.
Yeah, you've had constant improvement, and you know, I should remind people you opened up against Newburyport, Amesbury, and Linfield, and they are all at the top of the league, just crushing most teams. But then you started to really come around after that. Triton was a close game, Pawtucket a close game, and then tell me about this one over Hamilton Wenham, because it had to feel good for the kids.
Yeah, definitely. I think both teams struggle, and both teams are very young. Our team is still very young. We made plenty of mistakes, but really down the stretch, we made less mistakes. I'm really happy with the way that we executed in the fourth quarter. And ultimately that's what won us the game. We scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. So,
okay. The skill players always get the names in the paper, but I always ask coaches about linemen, who help things out for the guys. Are there a couple of kids you could mention up front?
I would say that that our most consistent linemen have been center Mike McDonough, who's a senior, really carved a role out for himself this year. And the two guards, Victor Ortiz is a junior, and Ben Torney, who's a sophomore, have been just like the biggest cogs in that offensive line. They never get mentioned, especially that there's a couple of young guys on that offensive line.
Okay.
They never get mentioned, but they've been really consistent.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's good. And, of course, your quarterback has got a lot of ink. Tell me a little bit about the leading guys on offense for you, the skill guys.
Yeah, it's definitely Jacoby Castanelli, Tarasuwick. He usually throws for 100 and runs for 100 every game. He's been really consistent in getting better every week as a passer. You see his interception numbers and his turnover numbers go down. And obviously Jake Gilbert is our fullback. He's the most consistent running back that we have, just a real big bruising fullback, which is, you know, it's hard to kind of face him every week, so we really kind of found our way with that.
It's funny, the name, when you mentioned Jacoby Casanelli Tarasuic, it sounded like an epic novel. It's a great name. It just rolls off the lips like a poem. All right, Coach, tell me, what are you most impressed with about your guys in terms of improvement and how they've stuck with it?
I think I'm just impressed with their work ethic. People love when I say this, but we're 1-5, and this is the best year that I've ever had. In terms of a group, in terms of just guys coming in and getting after it and getting better, and just improving every week and having that mindset every hour that they're on the field. This is the best group that I've ever had, you know, kind of get that. So it's been a real pleasure. It's been a real pleasure working with this really young group, and I'm excited to see the future.
You know, as an educator and a parent of an athlete in high school, when she was in high school, I understand exactly that. And as a teacher, you know, as an educator, sometimes that is so much more important than, you know, the wins and the losses. Obviously, in interscholastic sports, you play to win, and you got to win. But the learning curve, and when the light bulb goes off over a kid's head, it really means something. And it sounds like that's the kind of team that you got right now. They're willing to be coached, and they're willing to keep at it.
Yeah, I think that hits it perfectly. I think my seventh year as a head coach finally realizes that. I didn't realize that my first or second year, and that, like, this is a process. Like, running a football program is a process. You're going to have ups and downs, but as long as your kid's improving, that's really kind of the primary goal. So that's what we're seeing.
Essex Tech football coach Dan Connors with Rick Moore. Elsewhere in the Cape Ann League tonight, Newburyport to host Triton. The Clippers are 5-1 and off to their best start in a while. Here is Newbury coach Ben Smolski with Rick Moore on being 5-1.
It's definitely since Linfield, they bounced back, and it's just, it's one game at a time. You know, the record is good, but, you know, it's just, you know, something that, you know, the record doesn't matter as much right now. It's really week to week, and it's something hopefully they can look back at their record after the season's over and say, wow, we did well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, being in the thick of things, it's really just focusing on Triton right now. But, you know, it is, they've done well as a team.
Well,
throughout the beginning of the season. We're more than halfway through the season.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And I know Kyle likes to keep things positive, and we in the media tend to look for that kind of thing to hype it up, you know, for the kids. But I understand that. You're in the middle of it, so probably doesn't mean all that much right now, but the next game does. Coach, tell me a little bit about the outstanding game that Jack Sullivan had on over the weekend.
You know, Jack has been, last he's been playing since sophomore year, varsity running back, but he's electric out there. Just watching him run, sometimes I feel like I'm a fan watching him run, just with some of the moves he makes. And he's physical, he's quick, he's fast, but also, you know, some credit to the offensive line for him, and you know, the guys on the perimeter, the receivers blocking for him, you know. So it takes all 11 guys for Jack to be able to do what he does.
Well, I know he gave credit to the offensive line, to Kyle Gaudet. And as I ask every week, Ben, I ask the coaches to highlight an offensive lineman or two.
Jack Sherman's the leader of the offensive and defensive line as our captain. But this week, George Looms really stepped up, getting his first varsity start at left tackle. And Dylan Gately, he filled in for our right tackle halfway through the game. He did a good job filling in and helping out.
It looks like from the description of the game that Pentucket is a threat on offense the whole game. Were you able to get some of your younger kids in?
We got in near the in the fourth quarter. We got some of the, you know, younger kids, and we try to get those the seniors who play special teams and don't play as much. We got those guys in at the end as well. Some mm-hmm. of them.
Newburyport coach Ben Smolski. Linfield is rolling along at 6-0 and coming off a huge 24-14 win last week against Amesbury. Tonight, they'll host North Attleboro. Here is Pioneer coach Pat LaMusta on tonight's game with our own Rick Moore.
So, they're big. They have some athletes. They run two tight ends, which is not something, I mean, we see it with Amesbury, but you don't see it that much when you look across the whole Cal. And they run the I formation. So they're going to be a downhill team. So I think there's things from the Amesbury game we can carry over. But they're going to be tough. They got some speed, like I said. And I think on the offensive end, we just need to continue to get better at what we do and not try to draw up crazy things in the sand and just get better at what we do and get the balls out there to the athletes in space, wherever the space is. And then on defense, it's going to be trying to, like, counter their big offensive line, getting creative where we can, but trying to match their size up front with some speed and pursuit.
Linfield coach Pat LaMusta. Other games in the area tonight, Lowell Catholic at Manchester Essex, Lynn English at Somerville, Everett at Malden, St. Mary's at Cardinal Spelman, Neshoba Valley at Lynn Tech, Watertown at Melrose, Wakefield at Wilmington. Saugus has a bye this week. Time now to look at Saturday's games. Swampscott will be at Beverly at Hurd Stadium tomorrow afternoon for a 1 o'clock kickoff. Revere is at Lynn Classical in the afternoon at Manning Field. Amesbury playing at Hamilton Wenham in the Cape Ann League at 1 o'clock. Well, that's about it on the North Shore for, wait, what? Oh, yeah, there's one more game on the North Shore in high school football, and that will find Catholic Memorial over at St. John's Prep with a 1 o'clock kickoff. Well, both teams have had some injuries this year, but both teams very powerful. Prep undefeated on the season, hosting 5-1 Catholic Memorial, again tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. We caught up with Prep coach Brian St. Pierre this week, and we began the conversation by talking about two of his running backs, Cam LaGrassa and Jimmy Nardone.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy's actually one of our quarterbacks, but he's a big physical kid, and we've kind of carved out a role for him in one of our Wildcat packages that we've been using quite a bit lately. So he's done a great job with that. You know, he's a tall, hard-running kid, and he's smart. He's tough, and, you know, I trust him as a quarterback. We don't lose much out there with him in terms of what we can do with the package. So that's been good for us. And then Cam LaGrasse is a senior running back who played some last year. Another guy who's he's a physical runner, finishes his runs, and he's been really efficient for us this year.
And while we talk about the running game, the offensive and defensive lines, maybe you can share some notes on how those guys have come together this season for you.
Yeah, I mean, up front, defensively, we had a few guys back, so we felt pretty good about it in the front seven. Mason McSweeney, our starting DN's a three-year starter, and he's been outstanding. He's as good a D lineman as we've had, and we've had a few really good ones. So it starts with him, I think. But we also have Marquise Avery, Matt Callahan on the edge, both places, and Alex Bajoris and Anthony Carusi kind of held down the nose and the other defensive end spot. So they've been very, very solid up front. A lot of experience there. And then offensively, I think it starts with our tackles, Graham Roberts and Jack DeFilippo. Both are juniors, but both played significantly last year as sophomores. Graham started the whole year. So there's some experience there. We're new at center. We had an injury. Our starting center has been out since week one. Alex Cianceruso, who's a senior, has stepped in and done a good job. And Wells Gillette is one of our captains. He's our right guard. And Braden Hughes, another senior, who stepped up to fill a role at the other guard. And those guys have done a good job for us.
And, you know, championship football is one on the defensive side. Certainly got to be strong defensively. It's also one on the offensive side. I get that. But, you know, go further back on the defense just for a moment and tell me how, because when I was watching you guys, your defense flies to the football. And, you know, whether it be linebackers, corners, or safeties, tell me more about how that, you know, package, if you will, has developed.
Yeah, that's something we work on every day in practice. We have a drill that promotes flying to the football, as you said. We call it pursuit. And there are proper ways of doing it, and it's actually a skill. It's an art. It's not just running around like madmen. There's a way of doing it. We practice it. We work on it. We have a saying here, if you're not in the frame, meaning when we watch video, if you're not in the frame, then you're not going to be in the game. So we got 11 guys, 11 hats running to the ball, and they know that's the standard here, and it's something we emphasize weekly.
St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre, who has said all along it's all about how they do during the season, and that's the case in point here this weekend as well. Also tomorrow, Endicott College going on the road there at Nichols for a noon kickoff. We have a podcast with Coach Paul McGonigal down below in this post, and also a preview look at the matchups and so on, the important information you need to know about tomorrow's Endicott College football game again, but they're on the road at Nichols tomorrow. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Check back for scores later tonight here on the website, and we'll have a game report on the Salem-Winthrop game from Winthrop this evening.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.